First, it's Food Friday, and with citrus in season this month, we want to talk about how we can infuse flavors from oranges, lemons, limes, and more into our winter cooking. Ronaldo Linares is a classically trained chef who specializes in healthy Cuban cooking. He's the author of the cookbook Chef Ronaldo's Sabores de Cuba, which is a guide to diabetes-friendly Cuban cuisine. He's with us to share some advice and recipes for cooking with citrus. Ronaldo, welcome back to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me back. Very excited to be on. I love me some Wisconsin, some cheeseheads, and I'm excited to talk about citrus.
Yeah, now this is not local produce here in Wisconsin, the citrus, but Ronaldo, what are some of the things you love about cooking with citrus, especially in these cold winter months?
I mean, definitely kind of tends to warm you up a bit. Citrus is so diverse. You could actually heat up the citrus itself, maybe cut the lemon or orange in half, put it on the grill, and then squeeze it right over some fish. And it just definitely adds a different type of sweetness from the orange, a little smokiness coming from the oils from the skin. So it's definitely a lot more diverse than we think.
I've already learned something here. Now you can cook the whole or the half orange or whatever. What happens to the flavor when you grill it up like that?
When you grill it up, you're gonna kind of wake up the sweetness, the natural sugars in the orange, in the lime. So it's gonna caramelize a little bit. Now you're gonna get some sweeter notes to the orange itself. And you could actually, if you like, maybe cut the orange in half. Once you grill it, you could chill it and then peel it, put it in the blender and make some nice OJ out of it and kind of get a little bit of smokiness to it. Or use it as a marinade for your ribs.
Yeah, we'll get into some marinating in just a bit. This sounds like a lot of fun, but I want to talk about the health side of things. I know it's important to you to have not just delicious cooking, but healthy stuff too. And I imagine, and I do this a little myself, if I'm using more citrus, it's getting a lot of sweetness, a lot of flavor without loading up on things like sugar and maybe even more fat.
No, you're absolutely right. Adding the citrus aspect to it, it gives you a natural sugar to it. And not only that, some vitamins, some minerals that we need on a day-to-day to keep that cold away, especially in the winter months. Not only does it work as a great add-on to any salad, but also it works great a complement to proteins such as pork, chicken, and beef, fish.
Let's get into some pork then. And this is one of the recipes you gave us. We've got it up at WPR.org/Food Friday. Mojo marinated pork tenderloin. This sounds fantastic. Talk us through
that
this recipe.
That sounded fantastic.
So tell us about that recipe a little bit.
Well, the recipe, I'll tell you a little bit, right? So this recipe takes a classic pork shoulder dish, pernil, and makes it in a healthier way, right, while still keeping the amazing Cuban flavor. One thing that I did was substitute the pork shoulder for the pork tenderloin. So the pork shoulder in this version will be the pork tenderloin, like I just said. So the pork shoulder, as we know, has a lot of fat in it, and we don't want that in our food. Maybe once a week, but not definitely every day. So the pork tenderloin is a very lean meat. So how can we get the flavor, that nice oregano, the nice citrus flavor, the garlic, the salt, into a pork tenderloin that we usually have with the pork shoulder? So what I like to do is take those flavors. I take some cracked black peppers, some ground cumin, some garlic powder, a little bit of distilled vinegar, some oranges, some fresh thyme leaves. And what this does is create an awesome and amazing flavor profile that screams Cuba. We put that in a Ziploc bag, and that's when we throw the pork tenderloin in there and let it marinate for about 15 to 20 minutes. We don't want to leave it in there too long because, again, even though we like the marinade, we don't want the acid to break through and cook through a little bit of that meat. So time, to keep a time on that is very important. So during that time, we get a beautiful fuse of flavors going into our meat, and we taste that once we sear and roast that pork tenderloin up.
So we're going to sear that on the stovetop and then throw it in the oven?
Yes, sir. So that way, once we sear it up, we seal it the juices, we throw it in the oven, we roast it right up. And we want to cook it to about 140, 145. I like doing it to 140 because as you take it out and leave it resting, it's going to continue kicking. The residual heat is going to continue cooking it. So if you take it at 140, it's going to go up to around 145, leaving it perfectly cooked, a juicy pork tenderloin, and giving you that wonderful taste of Cuba.
And I don't know about you, Ronaldo, here in Wisconsin, sometimes we'll get out and fire up the grill, even in, you know, January. Would this work pretty well, this marinated pork tenderloin? This would work on the grill, right?
Oh, no, of course. You got to treat your grill like an oven. So what you do there, if you want to get those nice grill marks, make sure you heat up one side of the grill nice and hot, get those nice grill marks on there, and then maybe get an iron skillet. Put it on the opposite side of the grill where you have like a nice low medium heat. Put that pork tenderloin on the skillet, cover the grill, and kind of just cook it in there and treat it like an oven. Of course, you're gonna have to keep a better eye on the grill because you know it's finicky. So we want to make sure we don't overcook it or undercook it.
Ronaldo Linares is with us. He's the author of Chef Ronaldo's Sabores de Cuba. He is helping us cook this winter with citrus. A lot of stuff is in season, obviously in warmer parts of the world and finding its way into grocery stores. And we can make a lot of different uses of it. Ronaldo, you said we don't want to marinate too long because we don't want that citrus to cook the meat. Well, I want to talk about when we do want to do that, ceviche. You've done ceviche with red snapper and other fish. First of all, what is ceviche? I only encountered it myself later, you know, in the last 5 years or so.
I feel bad, man. Ceviche is like, I like ceviche because it's kind of like a quick way to get a wonderful meal, and you don't have to cook, you don't have to take any pans or nothing. So, like we were talking about, the citrus and this part is going to help us cook the fish. So, pretty much a ceviche is taking a raw product. In this case, we're going to do a red snapper, and then we're going to introduce it to in this recipe to some coconut milk, some lime juice, a little bit of the lime zest to give it that extra citrusy flavor. We've got a little bit of red pepper, cilantro, and some chopped onion. You don't want to add too many ingredients. So what we do is once we got that mixture together with the lime juice and the coconut milk, we add the fish, right? So that lime juice, that citrus, the high acidity in there, it's going to cook the red snapper. It's going to cook through it. It's a kind of a different method, a cold method of cooking, if that makes sense. So the longer you leave it in the lime juice, the longer it's going to cook. So I like to leave it like 20, 25 minutes, which gives us like a medium rare, so it's really nice. So you get a nice outside of the skin, it's cooked through, and in the middle gives you that nice kind of raw flavor. So you get two different textures, two different contrasts in there, so you really get a lot of flavor. Fuses in, all the other ingredients are able to fuse in there within that time, and then you get a nice dish that is going to, number one, wow everybody and really get that Cuban flair out and highlight the citrus in it.
And I've had this at restaurants. I got to admit, Ronaldo, I'd be a little nervous to do this at home, not cooking the meat, just letting it go with lime. Could I let it go longer just to make myself rest easier that it's really done?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. You could definitely, hey, man, you're the one eating it. Like I always said, if you're eating it, do it the way you like it. So you could definitely do the red snapper in this case. You could do any white fish. Flounder works great. The red snapper here, I like it because that's a little fat in it, so it gives it a nice flavor. So you could definitely leave it in there a lot longer. So how you will know it's done, you're going to check out the meat itself, and it's going to look like white, like opaque, you know, like if you were to actually cook it. So that's going to let you know, hey, I'm cooked through. And you can always cut one of the pieces in half, and I kind of check where we are at with the lime juice being cooking the fish.
We're talking to Chef Ronaldo Linares about cooking with citrus this season, and you can share your thoughts, ideas, recipes at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Tell us how you like to cook with citrus, especially in these winter months. What do you like to do with it? Do you use it in a marinade? Do you get it into salads? Do you use it in beverages, alcoholic or otherwise? We'll get into that in just a bit. Or do you have a question for Chef Ronaldo about what to do with the delicious citrus fruits in the markets now? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. Chef Ronaldo Linares stays with us. We are cooking and making drinks with citrus while it's in season right now and while it adds a nice summery touch to our winter cooking. You can join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Do you have a favorite recipe that uses oranges, lemons, limes, a grapefruit? Yuck. Well, maybe you like it, though. Is there a particular type of citrus fruit you like to use? Maybe you have some questions for Chef Ronaldo. He'll have some answers, I imagine. You can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Let's turn to drinks with citrus for a moment. Ronaldo, you sent us a recipe, and this one's up again on our website. A Hemingway Sangria. Talk us through this, a healthier twist, I guess, on a traditional sangria.
Yeah, definitely. So this recipe is pretty interesting because this is kind of like one of my childhood memories. No, I was not drinking a sangria, but I did see my family at the table. So what would happen is that I would see like this sangria floating around the table. So what my family actually did, they would buy the pre-made sangria, add some fruit to it, and then they call it their own. And, you know, at that time, I'm like, man, as I got older, I was like, wait, that's not really sangria. They got out of a bottle. There's so much sugar in that. So then I thought about it, man, like, let me make a really cool sangria that they're going to love, that tastes much better than that, and give it a little twist, right? So I was able to do that and actually make it healthy, right? Not adding any sugars, not adding any artificial flavors, all from Mother Earth. So what we did here with this Hemingway Sangria, we took, flavors, some white wine. I like using Chablis because a little bit of a sweeter grape. We added triple sec. And the twist on my sangria that I like to use rum. I like to use a darker rum into the sangria, which actually gives it a nice – it warms you up for sure, and it plays well with all the other ingredients. We have pineapple, we have mango, we have lime juice, we have oranges, lime zest again in this recipe. So like we were talking about, you know, the citrus is so versatile. So the lime zest here is going to wake up the orange, it's going to allow the better flavor and the sweetness of the rum, the triple sec. And then just to finish it off, right before we serve it, so we get that nice fizz action, which we all love, that tingly feeling on our tongue, we're going to add some bottled diet tonic water on there, a couple mint leaves on top, and forget it. You're in Cuba, man.
That sounds great. Hey, we had a caller, Ronaldo, who couldn't stay on the line. They wanted to know, is there a good way to use citrus fruit in a dip? So you could dip, I don't know, chips or veggies in it and get a citrus flavor.
I mean, yeah, I think it'll work better. I think two ways. I think it could work really good in a dip. So I would definitely maybe do some fresh veggies, kind of like a pico de gallo in a way. So we're using tomatoes, we're using onions, we're using cilantro, red onions I like better, has a little spicy kick to it. I would add maybe some roasted poblano peppers and definitely use some lime juice in there. That's going to calm down the spiciness of the poblano pepper, but it's going to really bring out the sweetness of the natural sweetness of the tomatoes, the onions. So that's a nice quick dip that you can make to kind of, you know, use it as a nice scoop action going and get that nice lime juice and maybe add a little bit of orange juice, fresh squeezed oranges in there to enhance the sweetness in your pico de gallo.
And I like to do a black bean dip, and I'll add, and this is nothing too crazy, I'll add a lot of lime to that, and that comes out really good too.
Oh, yeah, I know that for sure. Like lime to me is my favorite to add to hot and cold dishes, because lime really could stand up to all the other ingredients you have in there, to any spices you have, to any meat, to any vegetarian dish. And it helps highlight all the other flavors and still being able to say, hey, I'm the lime, I'm here, you know?
I want to go to a caller now at 800-642-1234. We've got Joe on the line in Oconto. Joe, hi.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about plantains. Last year I was at a restaurant in Washington, D.C., and had a wonderful dish, crab avocado dip served with plantain chips. And yeah. I tried to make that at home. And I think I let the plantain get too ripe. When I sliced it, it was not soft, but it was too ripe. And I think I roasted them a bit too much. It would be very difficult for me to cut them lengthwise, but I want to try this again. How do I know when the plantain would be good for slicing to make into plantain chips and roast in oven?
Ronaldo, a little bit off of citrus, but I think I recall you can handle a plantain.
No, I could definitely handle a plantain. I've come across a couple plantains in my day. So the cool thing is you have two kind of plantains. So when you go buy the plantains next time, you're going to find your sweet plantains. Those are your plátano maduros, a little Spanish for you. And then we have the green plantains. Those are, the shell is completely green. Those are the ones you want to buy for the plantain chips. So it's real easy. You buy the green plantain, you take the peel offs, you take that shell off by cutting both ends up. Doing that, taking the tip of your knife, sliding across the back of the plantain, and just taking that shell off. And if you have a mandolin at home, you could heat up a little bit of oil, right, around 325 degrees or so, and then just kind of pass the plantain through the mandolin right into the oil. And it's going to take maybe 45 seconds to about a minute at that temperature. And what you want to do is use a spider to take out the plantain chips on a paper towel, a little salt and pepper on top, and then you got some amazing, amazing plantain chips. And I actually have a video on YouTube, if you just look up my name, Ronaldo Linares, of how to make the plantain chips.
Joe, thanks. Hope that helps. I'm the opposite of Joe Ronaldo. I like letting a plantain look like rotten on the outside, and then you get it out and you get that sweet and it like caramelizes. That's the way I like it. That works too. That's valid, right?
No, of course. That's when you have your sweet plantains interaction. So a lot of people don't know that there's actually, like I said, like there's two different plantains. The green plantain and sweet plantain. It'll be side by side at the supermarket. And if you're unsure, you could always ask the produce manager and they'll know, and they'll direct you the proper way to do it. And people, use the internet, Google it, how to cook a plantain, sweet plantain versus a green plantain.
Talking to Chef Ronaldo Linares about cooking with citrus and other Cuban cooking this hour. 800-642-1234 is our number. You can find some of his recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. You mentioned earlier, Ronaldo, salads. Talk about how we can get, what kind of citrus goes in salads and what goes with it. Because I imagine you got the acid from the citrus. You don't want like a vinaigrette with that, right?
No. You definitely don't want a vinaigrette. I like one of the salads that I love to make for myself. It's really simple. It's six ingredients. So we have avocado, freshly ripe avocado, real nice avocado. We got some Roma tomatoes, some red onions, a little lime juice, a little salt, and pepper, and a tiny bit of avocado oil. So what I like to do is get the bowl, sprinkle the avocado oil on the inside of the rim of the bowl, right? So kind of create a small circle. And then I take my lime juice and I squeeze it the same way I did with the avocado oil. I add the avocado, I add the tomatoes, I add the red onion, and a little bit of arugula, and I toss that in together. And what happens is that the oil and the lime juice come together and coat every single part of the ingredients at the same time. So you got a perfectly dressed salad, very tasty, and a little bit of the salt and pepper just brings out those natural aromas out of the ingredients you put in there. So that's a really nice way to play with that. Another way to use citrus in your salad, you could take some, you could find peaches right now. You could take some peaches, cut them up. I like, going out in the grill, putting some sear marks on there. Now you're going to add a little bit of natural sugar out. You let that cool down. You slice some oranges. So you're going to take the peel out of the orange, and you're going to do some orange segments. So you put that to the side. And I like always adding some type of onion in there. It just really works well together. Some fresh greens, a little cilantro, toss that together. And you got a nice kind of citrusy, sweet salad. And always, if you're on a diet, you're always looking for something sweet. And I think this is a great way to do it.
One quick question, Ronaldo, a listener, another one, our phone lines are dropping people maybe. Charles from Somerset says, what's a good citrus dressing for a roast duck? Any quick thoughts for him?
Roast duck, quick citrus dressing. You get some orange, lime mixed together, a little bit of avocado oil, salt, pepper, and then some fennel.
All right.
A little bit of fresh fennel.
And do you marinate that for a while after you cook it?
Well, you whisk that together. You're going to do it after you cook it. You don't want to marinate it in that. The duck itself is wonderful, has a lot of fat. Make sure you get a good coarse skin. You get a really good sear on that skin. Finish it in the oven. And then what you could do right before you bring it out of the oven, just kind of glaze it a little bit with that dressing. And then give it a nice kind of caramel glaze on top of the skin. You take it out and you drizzle it with the rest of that wonderful dressing we just made.
That sounds fantastic. Ronaldo, what's next? What's your next experiment with citrus?
My next experiment with citrus, I would like to say I can't wait till the watermelons come back. I really like playing a little bit of mixing up my cilantro, mint, and watermelon. And I like to add a little bit of some orange segments in there, a little bit of lime, and just kind of toss it together. And add, of course, some fresh queso fresco, drizzle it right on top of that watermelon. It's just wonderful.
Sounds fantastic.
Flavor, so I can't wait till that watermelon comes back. That's one of my favorite things to mess around with.
Thanks. Good to talk to you again, Ronaldo.
No. Likewise. And thank you very much for having me. Love talking food with you, man. You're great, great interview.
Oh, thank you.
Everyone in Wisconsin, much love. Stay warm. And I feel really sorry about the Packers.
Hey, yeah, us too. That's Chef Ronaldo Linares talking about cooking with citrus. He has recipes for us, WPR.org/Food Friday.